Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
I just want to win games, and if I would do that again, I would do that however many games we got left if we're in a position to win a game, which we were, and we just came up short.
Your ankle came back on the injury report this week. Is there any concern there?
I mean, it's a high ankle sprain. It's no concern. It's not going to just go away. Something that it's going to linger throughout the whole season. This guy continued doing a good job managing it, taking care of it. And the trainers and the coaches have been doing a really good job taking care of me. And I've been doing a really good job of staying on top of it. And, they have to report that. But I don't. It's not really a concern in my mind.
Last time you and Daniel were healthy together was the end of the Arizona game. Right. So that was pretty good. What can you guys pick that right up?
Me, DJ, obviously Drew's able to get back. Neil, we haven't had all of our guys on the field at once in a long time. So it'd definitely be just good when you have your playmakers and some of your best players out there. And we gel well together. So to say we're going to pick it up of scoring however many points, 4 touchdowns and a half, I can't sit here and guarantee that, but definitely give us a better opportunity to win football games when your best players are out there on the field.
You obviously in it, but pay close attention to the running back market, how things played out. The way Josh handled it and the contract he got, what was your reaction how that played out?
I think it was just bad timing, just with the tag, the Giants, the Raiders, they have leverage. There really wasn't much, I could have done or he could have done, to be completely honest. But I'm happy that he was able to get something done and get back in the field. The NFL is a better place when you got a guy who's that talented back on the field. So, obviously, we communicated through the running back Zooms and personally on the side. But I'm just happy to see him out there and playing a high level.
But you guys had a different approach. You actually showed up day one. He waited however many weeks it was.
Just goes to show you, like I said, they had all the leverage. Two guys handling it 2 different ways and came up with pretty similar scenarios.
The fact that they told you a week before the deadline they weren't going to trade you, right? Now you're here to help this team try to make a run here. Does it feel to you like they have recommitted to you, like for the long term, that you being here now means that they intend for you to be the face of the franchise, from here?
No, I don't see it that way. Basically, if you're going off of what happened in the offseason and with me getting tagged and me not getting a deal done, I never question how they view me as a player or how they value me or what's my value as a player. I just think it's business, and they had all the leverage and there really wasn't much I can do. I think if I was able to hit the free agent market, I think they would handle things a little bit different. But that's not the case. So it's not that them saying they're not going to trade me or this and that or being recommitted to me. I know how much I mean to my teammates, and my teammates are really vocal about that to me. So that don't really bother me at all to say, oh, I'm the recommit. I don't focus in at all. I just know that it's the NFL. There's really nothing I can do about it.
With all you didn't get from the contract, do you still love being a running back, or would you have 2020 hindsight been a safety or something like that?
No, I always would have been a running back. I love the position. I've been vocal about the history of it. you know, cool moment for me. It's, right now I'm fifth. I think I'm fifth all time rushing in this franchise. I plan to try to find a way to figure out to be one. That's a goal of mine. But with everything that happened to the contract, like I said, I know, you know, my value, whether it's a running back or it's not. I know what I'm able to bring to a team. I know how I can help a team win. But just, hey, it's business. There's really not much I can do about it. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, though.
Antonio Pierce,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm obviously, you know, growing up being a Jets fan and watching the Jets and the Giants, I'm familiar with his game and know that he just got hired as an interim head coach. So, as a current Giant, so a former Giant, you know, congratulations to him. And it's going to be fun going against some guys this week.
The way Andrew and Evan are making progress, are you looking forward to getting the rest of the line back?
Yeah, I mean, when you have your best players on the field, it gives you a better chance to win football games. And that hasn't been the scenario or case this year for us as a team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But can't make excuses about it. But if you're able to get everyone back out there, it will definitely help.
How would you characterize how guys feel in here right now with where you are at this point in the season?
Ready to go. We feel like we should be 4-4 right now. Obviously, we're not. We're 2-6. The games ain't go our way, but there's a couple plays here and there where we could change. It'll be completely different, and it'll be a whole different mindset from the outside worldview of, where the Giants are at and how we can compete. So our mindset and our focus is one game at a time, and that's going to Vegas. It's a really good team, with a new coach. You know, they're going to have a whole new spark. It's going to be tough challenge, and we got to come out with a win.
We'll go three more. Do you do the math in your head how long it might take you to get to the top of the franchise rushing list? You just threw that out earlier.
No, I don't. I know it's Tiki. I know Tiki's one, obviously, but I don't really do the math in my head. I'm a big person of staying present in the moment, taking it day by day, and if you do the right things, you're going to have an opportunity to do it. So that's how I continue to go by it.
I mean, obviously, it'll take a number of years to get there for now, right? Mm-hmm. So we're still talking about you being a Giant for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I've never changed my opinion of me not wanting to be a Giant for life. I was traded here. They're mad loud. I was traded here. I was drafted here, and when I got drafted, I had a mindset, and I had a goal and plan. Well, shit. I had a mindset and going and plan, so I would love for those things to happen. But after everything that happened, well, in the offseason and realizing and growing up and seeing the business side of it, knowing that, you know, it's rare for one player to be on a team for a long time. Obviously, you have a lot of Giants, a lot of greats, like the Elis, the Strahans, and Tikis. So that's something I would love to be part of that. And I've been vocal about that. I know Mr. Mayor came on and said about that, but the business, you know, it's take year by year, day by day, and the stuff that I can control and the things that I can't control, attack it full force.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.